I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Cracked down by the Information Commissioner. Welcoming recent government changes, the Information Commissioner, Christopher Graham, said, "The rules around marketing calls have been a license for spammers and scammers, and people are sick of them. This law change gives consumers a chance to fight back. The Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, currently has the power to issue penalties of up to £500,000 if able to prove that the marketing calls or messages caused or had the potential to cause substantial damage or distress. With this law change, that bar is lowered significantly." Now, the changes came into effect 6th of April 2015. Number 1. Spam texters held to account. Any company sending you a marketing text without your permission is breaking the law. 2. More fines mean fewer calls and texts. While fines for nuisance calls and texts are relatively new, recent independent analysis of those Data Protection Act fines showed that 60% of organisations had looked to improve their compliance with the law after a company in their sector was fined. More fines for companies making nuisance calls and sending spam texts should have the same effect. 3. People complaining will be more important than ever. The ICO received 161,720 concerns about nuisance calls and texts in 2015. That's a lot of people who want to see them take action, and their complaints have meant the ICO has been able to raid offices and call centres, prosecute people and issue fines. Have these changes proved worthwhile? Since the change in the law was introduced, the ICO has issued fines totalling more than £2 million, compared with just £360,000 during the previous 12 months. So that's a yes.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.